Hello, listening millions. Over the years, it's come to our attention that we seem to have gained a reputation for being somewhat risque. We are baffled as to how this has come about because we are very careful about what we actually put into our songs. I mean, there are certain subjects we would never ever dream of touching in song, such as... unwanted facial hair.
Smegma.
New Jersey.
Or how about, inviting a vegetarian to a barbecue?
Oh, yes. Or, yelling Titanic on the QE2.
Meeting Britney Spears and asking, Christina who?
It's taboo. It's taboo. It's taboo. When you're kissing, it's having bad breath. With your granny talking about death. If you're an actor, it's quoting Macbeth. It's taboo, it's taboo, it's taboo. Taboo is doing things that you should and ought to. I'm blessing Ozzy Osbourne with holy water. Expecting Dan Quayle to spell compunction. Taking Michael Moore to a White House function. Informing Larry King that it's time he quit. Asking Courtney Love if she'll babysit. Telling Prince Charles that you can't abide that awful old boot Camilla Park and ride.
So if you meet Janet Jackson, is it wise to uncover her hooter? I'd have to say no. Well, not on TV. And if I see Charlton Heston's wife, can I take aim and shoot her? I'd have to say yes. But I've just bought a gun.
Picking your nose at an interview. Keeping your mouth open when you chew. Hogging the toilet when there's a queue. It's taboo, it's taboo, it's taboo.
Doing a bonk on your wedding day.
Sleeping with your brother when his wife's away.
Admitting to the world you're a lousy lay.
It's taboo, it's taboo, it's taboo. Taboo's when you break society's rule. Like having a pee in the swimming pool. Giving Prince Harry a puff on your herbal. Tempting Richard Gere with another gerbil. Getting run over when your panties aren't clean. Humping your pumpkin on Halloween. Informing your hostess a dinner's a disgrace by spitting out the gristle in her husband's face.
So should you ask Harold Bloom if Naomi Wolf sat on his lap? I'd have to say no. She's just hyping her book. And can you ask Mel Gibson what's the Aramaic word for crap? I'd have to say yes. I mean, come on, have you seen the movie?
Oy vey, discussing the details of your diarrhea. Giving your best friend gonorrhea. Sticking your tongue in the vicar's ear. It's taboo, it's taboo, it's taboo.
Breaking wind as you meet the queen.
Making a gesture she finds obscene.
Asking a summer, where have you been?
It's taboo, it's taboo, it's taboo.
So if you ask me if taboo is a crazy convention, I say yes. I say yes. And if you ask me if we've included all the other taboos we read about, because we did an awful lot of research for this song, we read Fraser and Freud and Jung, and there were lots and lots of other taboos that we wanted to mention, I'd have to say no.
Oh, why, man?
Because the taboo.